From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Donald Trump is calling for a tough new approach to Iran and has refused to recertify that Tehran is complying with a two-year-old nuclear agreement.
Today, I am announcing our strategy, along with several major steps we are taking to confront the Iranian regime's hostile actions and to ensure that Iran never, and I mean never, acquires a nuclear weapon. Our policy is based on a clear-eyed assessment of the Iranian dictatorship, its sponsorship of terrorism, and its continuing aggression in the Middle East and all around the world.
Miller Sega explains what happens next.
Well, Congress must now reconsider the Iranian Nuclear Agreement Review Act, a U.S. law that requires the president to certify every 90 days that Iran is complying with the accord called the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, or JCPOA. Now, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson told reporters that the Trump administration would continue to live up to its commitments under the JCPOA, but is hopeful that Congress would strengthen its own laws to include trigger points that would automatically snap sanctions back into place should Iran violate the deal.
Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said on Friday that his country will continue to stick to the nuclear deal, calling the deal much stronger than U.S. President Donald Trump. Be sure to follow The Voice of America on social media platforms like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram for stories and more. This is VOA News. Kenya police used tear gas on Friday to disperse protesters in the country's three main cities. At least two protesters were killed Friday by police in western Kenya after they stormed a police station armed with farm tools and rocks. Bondo Police Chief Paul Kieri said an additional three protesters in Sia County were shot but not killed. On Thursday, the government banned demonstrations in the central business districts of Nairobi, Mombasa, and Kisumu. A repeat of the presidential election is scheduled for October 26th after the Supreme Court nullified the result of an August poll. But Raila Odinga withdrew from the race this week, saying the election board had failed to institute reforms to ensure a free and fair election. The head of the Philippines' anti-narcotics agency warned of a reduced intensity in the country's war on drugs after the removal of police from the campaign. Philip Alexio has that story.
Philippine Drug Enforcement Agency Chief Aaron Aquino said he had only a fraction of the personnel and budget of police, and is hopeful that President Rodrigo Duterte's decision to make his agency responsible for all operations would not be lasting. Amid unprecedented scrutiny of police conduct, Duterte issued a memorandum on Tuesday ordering police to withdraw. The authorities said the shift in strategy was to go after big drug syndicates. Friday, National Police Chief Ronald De La Rosa said police could now focus efforts on catching mysterious gunmen who were assassinating drug users to disprove allegations by human rights groups that police were behind such killings. Police say they've killed 3,900 people in their anti-drugs operations over the past 15 months and deny allegation by activists that many of those were executions. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
A Nigerian court has convicted 45 Boko Haram members in the largest mass trial in the Islamic extremist group's history. The closed-door proceedings have raised concerns by human rights groups about whether the trials of more than 1,600 people will be fair. The country's information minister says that 45 people that were convicted were sentenced to between 3 and 31 years in prison. Another 468 were released. Rescue workers in Northern California are using cadaver-sniffing dogs to search for bodies in the ruins of homes burned by the wildfires north of San Francisco. At least 31 people have been killed since Sunday, and no one has heard from nearly half of the 900 people officially listed as missing. Fires have burned in 75,000 hectares and burned down at least 3,500 homes. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.